Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you're even interested in us, that you sent your Son to take our place, that you daily give us the grace we need, and that you help us to stand when things are tough. Lord, I ask for your Spirit to guide me this evening. Help me deliver this word. It's your word. I ask that you'd honor it. You'd open the hearts of the people. And we'd draw closer to you. Father, again, I thank you for this privilege. In Christ's name, amen. Okay. 1 Peter, verse 6 through 9. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though it's refined by fire, may be proved genuine and result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible, glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. As Dave already mentioned, the setting for 1 Peter is after the city of Rome burned. Many had been killed. The Romans had all the religious elements of their life, the great temples, shrines, and their daily household idols taken away. They were homeless and hopeless. That sounds like a lot of folks in our nation in the world right now with the storms going on. You can bet that God is at work and he's still in control. Many of the Romans believed their emperor, Nero, had set the fire. He had an incredible lust to build and had no room left, so he destroyed what already existed. Realizing their resentment was great, Nero spread the word that the Christians had set the fire. They were already hated because of association with the Jews and were regarded as hostile to the Roman culture. Some of the areas affected were already mentioned in verse 1. These pilgrims were probably Gentiles led to Christ by Paul. The purpose of this letter was to teach the pilgrims and us to live victoriously in the midst of hostility, without losing hope, without becoming bitter, while trusting in their Lord and diligently looking for the second coming of Christ. Peter hoped that by reminding the Christians of all the blessings God had bestowed on them, that they would live a victorious and obedient life while suffering and evangelize the hostile world around them. Interwoven into the list of blessings is the catalog of suffering. Verse 6 tells us to greatly rejoice because of our relationship with Christ. This joy is not based on temporal circumstances, but based on an eternal relationship with God. Peter relates this joy to the assurance of a protected eternal inheritance, an assurance that comes from one's proven faith. I have a story that some of you have heard before. This story tells of God's faithfulness in trials and times of need. I call it one of the nuggets in the nugget bag. The nuggets are the times when God has answered prayers in simple yet amazing ways. The nugget bag is a memory of these eternal blessings from God. This story involves Kelsey. As most of you know, Kelsey could not return to Cedarville because of limited funds. After 2+ years of struggle and God leading a couple to assist her, she made it back to school. After a few days in, she learned of a class that was a requirement that cost $1,000 online. She had just enough to get back to school and no more. She called home upset and anxious, and I reminded her of the nugget bag. I told her that God led her back to school, and he would not forsake her now. I told her to give thanks, ask, and trust wholly on him, and keep looking in the nugget bag. In about a day or two, one of her professors found an envelope on her desk with Kelsey's name on it. The instructions was that it was to be opened at home. The professor didn't know who put it on her desk. Kelsey called home after opening the envelope, crying her eyes out. Her mother couldn't understand what she was trying to say, but after a few minutes, she told her mother that someone had put over $750 cash in that envelope. To this day, she does not know who left it, but they do, and God does. Praise his name. This story relates to us of God's eternal love and how faith was proven once more. It also speaks that trials only last a little while. Trials serve a purpose. In this case, Kelsey's love for Christ and her faith was strengthened. Trials bring distress. Trials come in various forms. And most important, trials should not diminish the Christian's joy. Verse 7. This nugget story is a great example of what verse 7 speaks about. God tried Kelsey's faith, and with this trial, she learned to trust him more, and she was assured her faith was genuine. Thank God for our nugget bags. The last part of this verse speaks of the praise, honor, and glory we will give our blessed Savior at his second coming. Verse 8 is in the sense of his appearing, and at that time, the fiery trials that believers have endured will benefit God by bringing him praise, honor, and glory eternally. How fulfilled we have been as parents when our children have taken our instruction and done something exactly like we wanted it done. It's something that usually benefits them. And this is what verse 8 is speaking of, our nugget bag that we can praise and honor God with for an eternity. This is going to be the best of times. Verse 9 can be told in two ways. Receiving presently at this time, as a result of our faith, we have a constant deliverance from the power of sin. And the time when he comes again, we will receive full salvation, the redemption of our bodies. These verses shed a different light on trials, don't they? As you know, as a kid, I often wondered about the words in the hymn, The Old Rugged Cross, in the verse that says, when my trophies at last I lay down. These are the nuggets of God's grace that we will lay at his feet and will praise and honor him with them for an eternity. These scriptures speak of the life of the Apostle Peter as he had to watch his wife be crucified, but encouraged her with the words, remember the Lord. When the time came for him to be crucified, he pleaded to be crucified upside down because he felt unworthy to be crucified like our Lord and Savior. Stop and consider that Peter denied Christ three times. Yet, here is another nugget of God's grace and mercy and faithfulness in Peter's life. We have all failed, but take heart, God is faithful. All things are possible with God, especially our salvation. Look upward, not inward. When I studied verse 9, Steve Townsend came to mind. Steve is living these verses right now, but shortly he will experience the latter part of verse 9. Thank God for his mercy and faithfulness every day. Okay. All right. Thank you for your attention. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you that as we look across this room and in our mind, we can think of our brothers and sisters who are going through trials. And we know that you're with them. And we know that each of us have a nugget bag. And Lord, we can look in that bag and we can pull out a time that you answered prayer in the past. And we can realize that you're going to answer it again. Father, we're so thankful that you guide and lead us every step of the way. And Lord, we're looking very forward to the day when we can see you face to face and lay our trophies at your feet. Thank you, Lord, for salvation through Christ. Amen.